听力课堂，听 class.com。
全国翻译专业资格水平考试辅导丛书，英语口译实务三级，第三盒，
口译补充练习，第一篇，汉英口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
邓亚萍被公认为乒乓球历史上最杰出的女性。从1991年起，她在世界乒坛上连续八年排名第一。尽管身材矮小，亚萍却以攻击快速凶狠著称。在她杰出的体育生涯中，邓亚萍曾在奥运会和其他世界级的比赛中共赢得18次个人和团体冠军。在1991年，她还被评为中国世纪体育名人。在1992年的巴塞罗那奥运会上，她就曾包揽了女单和女双冠军。而在四年后的亚特兰大奥运会上，亚萍又一次获得了同样的胜利。1991年和1995年，她赢得了世界女单冠军。1989年和1995年，她与乔红一起又赢得了世界女双冠军。1997年，她更是第三次包揽了女单和女双世界冠军。在五岁那年，亚萍开始学习打乒乓，并在其父亲的训练下，13岁的她就可以击败中国最好的选手。他说，甚至还在我很小的时候，我就开始梦想成为世界冠军了。1989年，他赢得了亚洲杯，并在第二年的第11届亚运会上一举夺取了三枚金牌。他的事业高峰始于1991年，那年他先在日本夺得了女子单打的冠军，然后的七年中，他一直统治着世界乒坛。1992年巴塞罗那奥运会上，他先和乔红一起赢得了女子双打冠军，然后又在单打决赛中击败了同胞，获得女子单打金牌。在1996年亚特兰大奥运会上，亚萍和乔红又一次获得女双冠军，接着又成功卫冕了女单金牌。1997年，虽然她第三次成为女单和女双的双料世界冠军，但在年底时，24岁的她觉得自己在比赛中已经获得够多了，她决定退出乒坛。后来，邓亚萍进入北京的清华大学学习，然后又在英国诺丁汉大学的英语语言中心获得了硕士学位。此外，他还参与了国际乒联的女子乒乓球发展计划，并担任过中国奥委会和中国体育协会的主席。
第二篇，英汉口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Today, I'd like to say something about good sportsmanship.In my opinion, good sportsmanship is about respecting your opponent, your teammates, your coach, and yourself. On or off the field, practice or competition, no matter the sport, it is very important to practice good sportsmanship. It's been 10 years since I first entered the gym, and I believe that I have always practiced good sportsmanship. Gymnastics is a sport where you compete individually as well as a team. Whether it is in the gym or at a competition,My teammates and I show great respect for each other as well as other competitors. I respect my coaches, past and present, for they have provided me with the training and encouragement that I needed. At times, I have thought they were working us extremely hard, but it was always for our benefit. My family has played a huge role in the process by encouraging and believing in me. They have supported me every step of the way by taking on the role of chauffeur to numerous practices.And fan at countless competitions. Good sportsmanship is like learning a gymnastics routine. Each year you build on skills learned the prior year, and like an old routine, you never forget about good sportsmanship. You have to respect the rules of competition and not focus on the outcome, but just do your best. If you win, that's great. If another person does, you need to be happy for them and look forward to the next competition. About 2 years ago, I was training extremely hard for an upcoming competition. After countless hours of training, I walked into the meet with a feeling of confidence and pride in my routines. To my dismay, at the completion of the competition, I was standing on the second place podium looking up at the first place all-round champion. Though I was disappointed, the importance of good sportsmanship presented itself, and I stepped over to hug and congratulate the winner. The sport of gymnastics has taught me so many things that I will never forget. Gymnastics teaches determination, confidence, and sportsmanship. The relationships I have built with teammates and competitors has given me many memories that will last a lifetime.
Section 9.
模拟考试
Part 1. Listen to the recorded dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear an English sentence or a short passage, interpret it into Chinese. You will hear the dialogue only once. Here is the tape script of the dialogue.
我听说足球、橄榄球是两种非常相似的团队运动。
Right, and they are similar because in both of them, a ball is used and the players move the ball with their bodies, especially their feet. However, each game is different from the other in a number of ways. They differ in their origins, in their roles and strategies, in where they are played, and in many other ways.
那么他们最主要的区别是什么呢？
Well, soccer is played in many countries around the world. It is played by two teams with 11 men on each team. Each team has two ways to win. It must score more goals than the other team, and it must prevent the other team from scoring goals. Each goal in soccer is worth 1 point. Soccer is played with a round ball. The ball may be kicked, or it may be moved by any part of the body except the hands.Only one player is allowed to use his hands. This is the player who defends the goal.
那么橄榄球呢？它是不是与足球一样流行？
I'm afraid not. Rugby is played professionally in only a few countries. The most important professional teams are in Great Britain, France, Australia, and New Zealand. The major difference between rugby and soccer is that rugby players may use their hands to move the ball.The shape of the ball is oval rather than round, as it is in soccer. Rugby is also different from soccer in that it is played by a large number of players. An amateur rugby team has 15 players, while a professional team has 13. Part 2. Listen to the recorded passage in English and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage,Interpret it into Chinese by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is the tape script of the English passage.
Greece was the birthplace of the ancient Olympic Games. The first modern Olympic Games were held in Athens in 1896. In 2004, the Olympic Games returned to their origins when Athens hosted the Games of the 28th Olympiad.Athens was elected at the 106th IOC session in Lausanne, Switzerland on 5 September 1997 from a total of 5 finalist cities, Athens, Buenos Aires, Cape Town, Rome, and Stockholm. 60,000 volunteers from around the world were trained for the Olympic and Paralympic Games in Athens in 2004. Without the volunteers, the Olympic Games as we know them today would not exist.The volunteers, who are of all ages, cultures, and backgrounds, all share the same passion for sport and the Olympic ideal. Besides the athletes, these are the people who best personify Olympism. Some 45,000 security personnel worked at the Olympic Games, 25,000 from the police, 7,000 from the military, 3,000 Coast Guards, 1,500 firefighters, 3,500 private security contractors, and 5,000 trained volunteers.
Part 3. Listen to the recorded passage in Chinese and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is the tape script of the Chinese passage.
今年是钱申梅联合会杯的费德杯赛事40周年。这一赛事的创立是为了让女子也能有一项如男子戴维斯杯那样深受欢迎的大赛。由于任何想要参加奥运会的选手必须随时听候自己祖国的调遣，所以今年费德杯的参赛者的阵容可谓强大。但是尽管诱人的半决赛即将开赛，女子网坛最显赫的四个名字都没有出现。女子网坛的头两号选手贾斯汀·海宁、哈定和吉姆·克里斯特尔斯都不希望中断他们为期7周的赛季后的休假，但他们一直等到比利时申请主办本周举行的这项锦标赛失败后才正式宣布退出。由于美国的威廉姆斯姐妹仍处于伤病的恢复期，比利时对美国的半决赛因此有所逊色。而在另一场半决赛中，参赛双方法国队和俄罗斯队都没有人退出，这场比赛的胜者应该能最后捧杯。
第六单元，新闻出版。
Unit 6, Press and Publishing.
Section 4,
口译练习。听力练习。一，听与复述。
Listen to the tape and repeat what you have heard.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2003 is awarded to the South African writer John Maxwell Coetzee, who in innumerable guises portrays the surprising involvement of the outsider. J.M. Coetzee's novels are characterized by their well-crafted composition, pregnant dialogue, and analytical brilliance.But at the same time, he is a scrupulous doubter, ruthless in his criticism of the cruel rationalism and cosmetic morality of Western civilization. His intellectual honesty erodes all basis of consolation and distances itself from the tawdry drama of remorse and confession. Even when his own convictions emerge to view, as in his defense of the rights of animals,He elucidates the premises on which they are based rather than arguing for them. Coetzee's interest is directed mainly at situations where the distinction between right and wrong, while crystal clear, can be seen to serve no end. Like the man in the famous Magritte painting who is studying his neck in a mirror, at the decisive moment Coetzee's characters stand behind themselves, motionless, incapable of taking part in their own actions.But passivity is not merely the dark haze that devours personality. It is also the last resort open to human beings as they defy an oppressive order by rendering themselves inaccessible to its intentions. It is in exploring weakness and defeat that Coetzee captures the divine spark in man.
二，听与跟述。
Listen to the tape and simultaneously...Follow up with your repeating the passage.
When the first film of her Harry Potter series was released in November of 2001, children's author J.K. Rowling's total earnings topped the £70 million mark. The books have been translated into 42 languages, and the fourth one, Harry Potter and the Goblets of Fire, sold more than 3 million copies within 2 days of being published.Joanne Kathleen Rowling was born in Chipping Sodbury General Hospital on July 31st, 1966, and grew up in a loving family. The best-selling author-to-be wrote her first story, Rabbit, when she was just 5 years old, and both parents were keen to nurture their elder daughter's imagination. Although she later opted to study French at Exeter University, where she arrived clutching a box full of short stories,At Y. Dean Comprehensive School, Joanne's favorite subject was English. After graduating from Exeter, She headed for London, where she landed a job as a bilingual secretary and researcher with Amnesty International. Writing remained a passion, and it was during this period that the seed of the magical Harry Potter stories was planted. In 1990, during a train journey between Manchester and London's King Cross, Joanne mapped out the tale of an orphan who discovers he is a wizard. It was the beginning of a project which would bear fruit 6 years later.
三，听与笔记。
Listen to the tape and take notes while listening.
In the latter years of the 19th century, Joseph Pulitzer stood out as the very embodiment of American journalism. Hungarian-born, an intense, indomitable figure, Pulitzer was the most skillful of newspaper publishers, a passionate crusader against dishonest government, a fierce hawk-like competitor who did not shrink from sensationalism in circulation struggles, and a visionary who richly endowed his profession. His innovative New York World and St. Louis Post-Dispatch reshaped newspaper journalism. Pulitzer was the first to call for the training of journalists at the university level in a school of journalism. And certainly, the lasting influence of the Pulitzer Prizes on journalism, literature, music, and drama is to be attributed to his visionary acumen. In writing his 1904 will, which made provision for the establishment of the Pulitzer Prizes as an incentive to excellence, Pulitzer specified solely 4 awards in journalism, 4 in letters and drama, 1 for education, and 4 traveling scholarships. In letters, prizes were to go to an American novel, an original American play performed in New York, a book on the history of the United States, an American biography, and a history of public service by the press. But, sensitive to the dynamic progression of his society, Pulitzer made provision for broad changes in the system of awards. He established an overseer advisory board and willed it power in its discretion to suspend or to change any subject or subjects, substituting, however, others in their places, if in the judgment of the board such suspension, changes, or substitutions shall be conducive to the public good or rendered advisable by public necessities or by reason of change of time.
口译补充练习。第一篇，汉英口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
上海外语教育出版社是隶属于上海外国语大学的一家大学出版社，成立于1979年12月。经过全体员工20余年的发奋努力和励志拼搏，现已发展成为我国最大的外语图书和电子出版物的出版基地之一。本社出版范围主要包括高等学校和其他各级各类学校的外语教材、教学参考书、学术著作、工具书，以及国际经贸类图书、对外汉语教材、外语学术刊物和电子出版物等。外教社全心致力中国外语教育事业的发展，以其专业特色和良好的社会效益屹立于出版之林。建设24年来，已出版近20个语种的中外文图书约4000种，总印数近4亿册，其中300多个品种在省部级以上各类评比中获奖。外教社十分注重学术研究和文化积累工作。建设以来，外教社共出版了400余种学术专著、论文集和学术参考书，促进和繁荣了学术研究，在学术界颇具影响。外教社积极参与国际交流与合作，已与10多个国家和地区的数10家著名出版单位建立了经常性的业务往来，在欧美设立了3个代表处。外教社凭借自身的专业水准和独到眼光，引进及合作出版了一批国际领先的语言学著作， 语言地道的外语教材和特色工具书，为读者架起了通向世界的桥梁。外教社拥有一支学有专长、精通业务并富有开拓精神的编辑出版和经营管理队伍，社里设有编辑部、出版部和发行部，还附设印刷厂、装订厂、书店及一家实业公司，形成了较强的图书编印发出版体系。近年来其业务快速增长，年出书近千种，重版率常年保持在70%以上，发行码洋逐年增长。由于在两个文明建设和创双效益中做出了突出贡献，外教社曾荣膺先进高校出版社和上海市模范集体等光荣称号，并两次被国家新闻出版署表彰为良好出版社。外教社全体员工将遵循党的十五大对新闻出版的要求，决心进一步深化改革，积极开拓进取，为办成国内一流、国际知名的大学出版社而努力奋斗，为我国21世纪的外语教育事业做出更大的贡献。
第二篇，英汉口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
The U.S. weekly magazine Time has released its annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world. Chinese President Hu Jintao and Vice Premier Wu Yi are listed among the most influential leaders, along with U.S. President George W. Bush. Chinese basketball player Yao Ming is honored in the Icon Group.Democratic challenger John Kerry, who also made the list, was called a solemn unifier for the Democrats by Joe Klein, who wrote a bestseller about the Clintons. Both ex-president Bill Clinton and Senator Hillary Clinton made the grade as the brightest stars in the Democratic gallery. Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and his ally, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, were also listed. World leaders included Russian President Vladimir Putin, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il,Turkey's Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan, and Brazil President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, called the developing world's new spokesman. Kofi Annan, United Nations Secretary General, also made the grade. Aung San Suu Kyi, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for her unflinching fight for democracy in Myanmar, appeared in the Heroes and Icons category along with rock star Bono. Peter Jackson, director of the film epic The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King,and J.K. Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter books, were listed as artists and entertainers. So were actor Sean Penn and actress Nicole Kidman, but not her ex-husband Tom Cruise. Only 4 of the 100 people of the century Time previously named made this year's list. Pope John Paul II, South Africa's former leader Nelson Mandela, TV host Oprah Winfrey, and Microsoft Core Chairman Bill Gates.
Section 9.
模拟考试
Part 1. Listen to the recorded dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear an English sentence or a short passage, interpret it into Chinese. You will hear the dialogue only once. Here is the tape script of the dialogue.
世界新闻自由日即将到来，今年它的主题是什么？
This year it focuses on media in conflict and countries in transition. UNESCO observes World Press Freedom Day to highlight the importance of press freedom, which is crucial for democracy.
世界新闻自由日是在5月3日，对吗？那天会举行些什么活动？
Yes.The award ceremony of the 2004 UNESCO World Press Freedom Prize will take place on that day. The Director General of UNESCO, Koichiro Matsuda, will issue a message expressing the organization's commitment to press freedom and independent media as essential components of democracy, reconciliation, and reconstruction.
据我所知，自从20世纪90年代 联合国教科文组织就一直支持冲突与反冲突地区的独立的和多样化的媒体。为了支持在冲突中无党派偏向的报道，联合国教科文组织为记者提供了装备，帮助他们交流并组织新闻传播。
And while supporting the development of media infrastructure, UNESCO has been seeking to ensure that journalists, including those working in war zones, can carry out their professional duty to inform the public in reasonable conditions of safety.